Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College.
Approximately 50 million square miles of forest are lost every year. And as Brody Sandell, lecturer in macroecology at Aarhus University, reveals, future generations seeking to enjoy the remaining forests will likely find that it's uphill all the way.
Humans changed the landscape we live in. Forests have dwindled in many regions as we harvest them or clear them for agriculture and construction. We are studying patterns of human land use, changes in forests, and how the physical terrain determines these. To do this, we are using high-resolution satellite data that reveal the dynamics of global tree cover through time. Across the world, there is a clear effect of topography on tree cover wherever there is heavy human land use. In these areas, forests often remain only on sloped terrain. This pattern is strongest in developed countries. The better the economy, the better the political organization, and the more orderly societal conditions are in a country, the more efficient the population has been at restricting forests to steep areas, reflecting their lower utility and value. This process is accelerating in some regions. In the Amazon, for example, land use demands are increasing rapidly, leading to forest declines. At the same time, many societies around the world are now replanting trees, just as forests are naturally regrowing in areas that have been abandoned as people move to the cities. These dynamics also occur particularly in steep areas. These results have mixed implications for conservation. On one hand, it suggests that forest remnants will increasingly be divided into small fragments where slopes are found. On the other hand, mountainous areas often provide many habitat types supporting high biodiversity, so the conservation of forests in these areas can be particularly valuable.
That was Brody Sandell of Aarhus University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.